Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Anything said on Hillbilly Broadcast should be taken only as opinion. Also, the views and opinions expressed by guests of the program that we interview do not necessarily reflect the views of the hosts of Hillbilly Broadcast or its advertisers.
Please remain calm. There is no need for alarm. This space is now being taken over by Hillbilly Broadcast. Hillbilly Broadcast.
Is this thing on? I can never get enough volume. Does this thing still work? Wow, it's been a while. Where do I even start? So many things have happened. So many things going on right now in the media that I would like to talk about, but we'll see where time takes us. First of all, I've missed you all very, very much. Really didn't mean for there to be this type of a pause in the podcast, but it kind of happened. I was looking back at, looks like our last episode was released in March, so in the spring, and here we are now heading into the fall. So it's been quite the break. I've seen the messages from different ones wondering where we're at, and I greatly appreciate it. Let's talk about the CHM. Let's talk about my thoughts on them and all that kind of stuff and things. I struggle sometimes with knowing what to keep saying about the CHM because I feel like that after, close to 3 years, it's hard for me to say something new. You guys that have listened from the very beginning, you know how I feel. And I feel that it's hard for me to make that fresh every episode. The CHM is what they are. And they will continue to be that. I really believe that. I know that there are people inside trying to change that group. And my opinion is that those efforts are futile. They will not work. That's just my personal opinion. That comes from me being in the CHM for many years and observing them as well after I got out. I think that those efforts to change them are in vain. So that's why I say to you all, get away from them. Get as far away from them as you can, as is practical to you, and go on with your life. Go on with it. The CHM is a, again, my opinion, a bad group to be associated with. It causes nothing but heartache. There may be some people who are in there and go about their walk with Christ in a very good way and are very healthy with their walk with Christ. There might be. I don't know these people, but there might be. But if that's the case, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. But I'm talking to people who went through similar situations as myself or worse situations than I went through. So over this past several months, I've been able to disconnect from the conservative holiness movement in a way that I never have before. Because now I'm out of them. Most of my immediate family is gone from the CHM. And with this break, I didn't have to, I wasn't constantly watching them to see what they were doing. And let me tell you something. It felt great. But also what I noticed is through the conversations, through the self-reflection, all that, that I had with certain people during this little break, I became, and still am, more hostile to the CHM than I was in the beginning. Because I really had time to reflect on what they've done to me and my family, what kind of effects that has had, including things I still struggle with to this day, that my family still struggles with. So I still look at that, take all that into effect, and I'm more dead set against the CHM now than I ever was. So my simple explanation to anybody struggling with them is, get the hell out. Get out. Get far away from them, disconnect, and see what happens. I understand that's hard for some because they have close family, a lot of friends that are still in. So I understand this approach isn't practical for everyone. But for me, it's helped. It has really helped. I've said it 100 times, but I still believe it. The CHM is a dangerous church group to be involved in. That's my view of them. And I believe that they are dangerous to even let them influence your thinking. They use fear. They use shame. These types of things to make you fit into their mold. So I'm here to tell you now, if you're struggling with it, get, leave, disconnect. If you got to cut ties with the CHM, even though they might be close family, if you got to cut those ties for even a week or 2 weeks, I'm talking completely, I say do it. Get yourself that rest. Talk to God. Think about these things. Study the scriptures. Get that distracting garbage out of your mind. Because that's what the CHM is. It's a dumpster fire. It's a dumpster fire. So, yeah, that's helped me a lot. I did that. Happy I did it. And, yeah, I don't know what the CHM is doing these days. No idea. For a couple of years, I watched their church services hard. Oh, man. And I heard some decent sermons in there, but I also heard some atrocious ones. A lot of them. And, yeah, just get out of it. Get out of it. There's more support now than there ever has been from people that are leaving these groups. Get out. Reform your walk with Christ. If you got to talk to somebody, you got to get some therapy. There's no shame in that. Go do it. Rebuild your life. I'm getting ready to turn 33 years old, and I feel that they damaged me enough in the first, 20-some years of my life that I'm still now trying to get out of that screwed up thinking process. So there's no love lost between me and the conservative Holiness movement. I want that to be out there. I am not some type of fence sitter. I am not some type of person that wants one foot in and one foot out. I look at them as a group that is detrimental to our society, to our culture, to the cause of Christ. That's the way I look at it. And you might say, well, Phil, there are good people in there. Yes, I know that. Yeah, we're generalizing here. I'm allowed to generalize. Obviously, there are exceptions to the rule. But I think the rule is that the conservative Holiness movement is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Something to leave behind. Get out. Figure out how to get your life in order outside of that and live the remainder of your precious days. Live it in some clarity, some happiness, and without all that fear. Leave it. Go. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. I hear stories from my own family of what the movement did to them, and it breaks my heart. I'm talking to my close family. I'm not talking about some third cousin or whatever. Not that that should matter. I'm talking immediate family. What the conservative holiness movement has done to them. And again, the more that I sit and think about it, the more even this time off I had, the more hostile I am. I don't root for them. I don't cheer for them. They are a danger. They are something to be avoided. Doesn't mean I hate them. Doesn't mean I hate the people that sympathize with them. Not that at all. But I just want you to know where I stand on this thing, especially considering the silence lately. I've had time to think about it, and I'm still, I am further into my anti-CHM position than I ever was in my life. So take that how you want. I still get angry so many times when I think about the judgmental attitudes that we were subjected to. I can remember, this is something that this sticks with me after all these years. This right here was a formative moment in my childhood and is still stuck with me to the point I still have to fight over this. I was at Clinton camp one time. I know I've told this story on the podcast, but it's been a while. I was at Clinton camp, and I was about maybe 10 or 11, something like that. And I made a joke that Penny Ford from the Victor Trio overheard. And the joke I made was something about beer and pretzels. I don't remember the exact joke right now. But I made that joke, and I can remember Penny Ford coming up to me and telling me how ashamed she was of me for making that joke. And I believe saying how Jesus was ashamed of me. And that stuck with me all of these years. You know, for so long, I tried to be nice, tried to think about, they're probably good people. I'll tell you something. Penny Ford right there put some kind of weight on me that I've had to fight with for the next, 20 years. Shame on you, Penny Ford. Shame on you. And anybody that would uphold that, shame on you. And I'm telling you, from the way it looks, we're not on the same team. If you're doing trash like that, something that can cause somebody to struggle with the very idea that Jesus Christ himself is upset with them because they made a joke, you're spreading that kind of stuff, you're full of crap. You're full of it. I always liked those three, too. And they have been nice to me at different times through my life. But they also, mainly that one, Penny, caused me some of the biggest damage as a child trying to think through my relationship with Christ. It was always, when you think about it, growing up in the CHM, it was always about, how can I please Jesus? He must be crying because I didn't wear the right length of sleeve or some complete and total bullshit like that. Shame on you people. Shame on you. I look at something like Clinton Camp, you know, which is where that happened. And I think the day that that place closes up, let's have a celebration. Because what I can remember is it was that kind of stuff all week long. How can I make you feel as a young preteen and then up into a teenager? How can I make you more full of fear so that you will line up to what we believe? Shut her down, boys. Put a Walmart there. It'll do better for the community than that has done. Oh, well, that's the way I feel about it. You know, I have this luxury now, too, which I've had for a while, but I have this luxury to where I never wanted to disappoint my parents. I never wanted to disappoint, you know, my grandparents, stuff like that. Grandparents are dead. Dad's gone. Mom's out of the CHM. So there's no pressure on me to say the right thing. So I'm just going to tell you what I think, what I believe. Screw it. Screw it all. And if you send me messages, Phil, oh, this breaks my heart, I don't give a rat's rear end. I'm sorry. I'm out of it. You pushed me out. I'm done. I will never, God willing, be a member of the CHM again. And my child, my beautiful little boy, will never know what it feels like to have a well-respected member of the church, someone that he looks up to, come up and tell him, say to him, because of some minor infraction, that Jesus Christ is crying and disappointed in him. He'll never know what that means. And thank God for that. Anyways, the future of this podcast is, there's going to be something here that is the general opinion right now. I don't know exactly what format, what we'll cover. I'm sure the CHM will always be a part of it because that's who we are. And quite frankly, I like to make fun of it now, poke fun and make sure that people know not to go there. But as far as the regularity and all that, there's a few of us that are having some meetings. There's been a lot of drama in some of the other cast members' lives, and we're figuring out, okay, who's going to be involved and what direction we're going to go and the frequency and everything. Everything is kind of being discussed right now. But there will be something here. There will be something here. And as soon as I know more information about that and what we can release and everything, you guys will know about it. And I want to say thank you very much for listening for, 3 years? It's been fantastic. You guys gave me so much purpose during those 3 years, and hopefully going forward as well. I have gotten to meet some really, really good people that have become very good friends, all because of this podcast. No other reason. I would have never met them. Ben Wyford, for one, I consider him a close friend of mine. Would have never met him except for the podcast. So it's been a lot of fun. I have very much enjoyed it, and hope to continue doing so. This turned into a passion of mine. Podcasting turned into a passion of mine because of this show, and I thank you for that. So, anyways, I'm going to leave it right there. I know this is short. I know it's just me. I know it's boring, but I wanted to record something. I was actually outside here today. I'm doing a roast on my smoker. First time I've ever tried it. And I'm standing out there watching the rain finally roll through. And I thought, I want to go fire that machine up and let's talk a little bit. So I love you guys. We will see you again here soon. And we'll continue to give them hell. I'll see you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.